From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I can't believe it. It's July 1st already.
I know.
Flies.
A brand new month. Let's get started.
That's going to be a scorcher.
And it's getting a little more difficult with the cost of everything.
A major warm-up is on the way. What you need to know to get ready for the heat streak heading to the Bay Area.
Trying to keep our community safer.
And with acres of dry grass just waiting to burn and temperatures on the rise, a new warning about wildfires and the 4th of July holiday.
We are going to win this election. Because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Plus new pushback from the presidential debate, what the polls and San Francisco voters are saying.
Safety for patrons is the name of the game.
And we're outlining new laws going into effect today, including a new bill for bars that just might protect you on a night out.
It isn't my job. You know, people keep telling me that. And I understand. But what's wrong with just having a little civic pride and helping out the community?
Meet a bridge builder getting his hands dirty to keep his community beautiful. And hundreds of thousands of people showed up in downtown San Francisco to celebrate hope, love, and pride.
Oh, hello, Monday. I'm Gianna Franco. And hi, Reed Cowan. How are you?
Nice to have you back.
Thanks.
Here. How you doing?
Good. It was a good weekend.
Did you bring me anything?
No.
Her smile. I'm glad you're back, my friend. Let's take a live look outside this morning. Hey, if G brings herself, that is enough, right? And really, that's the truth for all of us. You bring yourself, that is enough. Look at this. There's the Bay Area. And amidst those buildings, you are likely to feel some hot, gusty breezes. It's going to be hot where we live.
Oh, especially off in our inland areas too, Reed, just to finish that sentence. As we head into the next couple days, gearing up for 4th of July week, it is going to be a hot one in our inland areas and a warm one for our friends along the bay too. We're starting off with our live look at the Golden Gate Bridge on a beautiful Monday morning. A little bit of that marine layer kind of holding on tight to our coastline as we extend into the next couple hours. The rest of us see plenty of sunshine. It's a great day ahead of us, but it's going to be a hot one as we head into the next couple days and a dry one at that too. Now, the National Weather Service is already advised us there's a red flag warning that goes into effect late tonight at 11 p.m. Now, as we do the timeline throughout the next couple days, I want to show you a couple things. First things first, for all the highlighted zones and counties on this map until Wednesday, we are dealing with low relative humidity. We are dealing with gusty conditions, and this is not firework weather by any means. So start thinking ahead. If you want to go experience a light show, maybe go up to Napa where they have one of those virtual light shows happening, or go to where the professionals are at, closer to the bay shoreline. But this is not the time of year where you're going to want to have the sparklers just running around free. Of course, those fires can ignite fast and quick with how dry it is out there. Now, to add to that, we're also under an excessive heat warning. This starts tomorrow, and this lasts through Friday through all the highlighted zones and counties on this map. And I want to start off with today, because today we're not under an excessive heat warning just yet, but that's not to say that it's not still hot. I mean, goodness gracious, we're already up to 99 degrees this afternoon near Concord today. Plenty of sunshine stretching over into Antioch at 101 degrees. This is just the start of the week, folks. Tomorrow, areas like Antioch are expected to hit around 108 degrees. This is not a joke by any means. We're dealing with some extreme heat as we gear up for a long week ahead of us. Many of us have it off. Many of us want to throw pool parties, a lot of fun, exciting activities into the afternoon hours, and you're going to want to stay diligent. Wear plenty of sunscreen. Find some shady spots. Drink lots of water this week. We're already warming up into the 90s down near Los Gatos, 80s all the way over near San Jose. We're continuing to warm up as we head into the next couple days. I'll have more on that in a bit. For now, over to you, G.
Jessica, thank you. A live look now at the Mayfair Park splash pad. This is in San Jose. Expect to see a lot of families cooling off here this week. Things are about to get hot. And with the heat on the way, it's important to prepare and make sure you and your family and your pets are all safe. Amanda Hari was in Livermore, where temperatures were already in the 90s this weekend.
Wednesday is supposed to be 108. That's going to be a scorcher.
Temperatures may have only been in the 90s on Sunday, but people in Livermore were already finding ways to beat the heat and brace for even warmer temperatures.
It has been so hot and she's been begging to go, so we just decided to bring her out.
Amanda Perkins and Lyle Monger took a trip to the Lizzie Oliver Fountain in downtown Livermore so their three-year-old daughter, Scarlett, could play. Monger says it can be difficult to find economical ways to deal with the heat.
This time around, it's getting a little more difficult with the cost of everything, so this is probably the best bet for them. You know, nice shaded areas, plenty of space.
Meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Joe Merchant, explains that the heat will build over the week and the overnight lows aren't going to provide enough time for recovery. The 4th of July holiday adds another layer of concern.
People, you know, tend to want to use fireworks. We really, fireworks should not be used at all at this point because we are critically dry with the grass fuels. And so any fire that does get started has a chance to rapidly spread.
People in Livermore are also trying to keep their furry friends safe. Evan Carlo brought his dog special socks for walking on hot pavement.
During the summer when it gets really hot, I still need to take him for walks, but I'm worried about his paws burning or him getting hurt. So I got these about a month ago so that I could still take him out during the summer when it's really hot.
But for some people, they choose to beat the heat by staying indoors, like Monger's two older children.
I just want to stay home and play video games. AC's running, so they're happy.
The NWS wants to remind people to always take cooling breaks when they're out in the sun. They also say it's important to check on family and neighbors who may need help. Well, PG&E says about 12,000 of its customers may experience power shutoffs as early as tonight. This is due to an elevated wildfire risk across Northern California. Most of the potential outages would be in the areas of Shasta and Tehama County, but about 96 customers in Solano County, 9 customers in Napa County were also told to prepare. Now, most of them were notified by text, email, or a phone call. PG&E is encouraging customers to enter their addresses in the search tool online at pg&e.com. And you can stay up to date with everything on this heat wave with us on our website at kpix.com, streaming on CBS News Bay Area, and always free on the CBS News app.
Well, look at your top stories now. Steve Bannon, former top strategist for Donald Trump, is set to begin his 4-month prison sentence today in Connecticut. A jury convicted the longtime Trump ally of defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the January 6th insurrection, and he's currently appealing that conviction. However, the Supreme Court denied his bid to remain out of prison. Well, this morning, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the question of presidential immunity, and what the High Court has to say could have great sway over the numerous court cases against Donald Trump. Friday, the court announced several rulings, one that cities can ticket people for sleeping outside, and another suggesting the Justice Department might have overstepped in charging rioters at that January 6th insurrection with obstruction. As soon as we hear about any remaining rulings from the High Court this morning, we will bring them quickly to you. Now this. Well, hope, love, and pride over the weekend as San Francisco welcomed thousands for one of the biggest celebrations of the year in the city by the bay. Kelsey Thorard on the parade route hearing what the celebrations mean to them.
Well, it is one of the most joyful days of the year here in San Francisco. Of course, it is the annual Pride Parade, and thousands of people have packed into downtown San Francisco for this parade. We talked to people in the parade as well as spectators about what this event means to them.
With the revving of their engines and the honking of their horns, San Francisco's Pride Parade kicked off in style. Thousands of people from across the Bay Area and beyond flocked to Market Street for the glitter, glamour, and good times.
And it's so fun just seeing everyone so happy and together, people that we never get to see back at home.
One group we met told us they've been coming to the parade every single year since the early 80s.
We were just saying how it used to be very political and about AIDS and rights, but still all about that. It's like fight back, you know. Our rights can be taken away from us again, and we need to stand up.
But it's not just the older generation using the parade as a platform for progress. We met so many young people along the route taking this as their opportunity to jump in and work towards a brighter future.
I hope that we can just like all be normal about it, and it like doesn't have to be like we can just like normalize it, like straight not being the norm and like binary not being the norm.
But so many people also take the parade as an opportunity to just relax and celebrate pure joy. I even got the chance to share in a little bit of that joy, catching up with my new wife, Heather, as she walked in the parade with Cheer SF.
I know we finally caught up with the woman that this shirt was made for. It is my brand new wife, Heather. Heather, how is the parade going?
It's amazing. There's so many people. That's right. We are 34 years old.
You guys are the cheerleaders, so you're the ones pumping up the crowd. Yeah. You've been here since early in the morning, yeah?
We have been raising money for communities, both in the Bay Area.
I know, it is loud. Well, enjoy the rest of the rap. I love it.
Everyone, old, young, locals, and visitors, took in the festivities with a smile. It's an event that even those who've been coming for decades say lives up to the hype every year.
It's a time to celebrate. I think this year is nice because there's been some accomplishments, and we're all still, we're unified. And I think that's so important.